Supervisor Preston's resolution calls for a sustained ceasefire, humanitarian aid, a release of hostages, and condemnation of anti-Semitic and anti-Palestinian rhetoric and attacks. In a statement, Preston said the resolution offers an opportunity for the community to come together in defense of human life. Many speakers during public comment agreed with Preston. Brandon Lee of San Francisco said the resolution can have a positive impact.
The public stance this board takes on the side of the people have a global impact, and your actions make a difference.
But not everyone agrees. Tyler Gregory, a CEO of the Jewish Community Relations Council, he told KRON4 that resolutions like Preston's don't accomplish anything other than ramp up community divisions.
I don't think that the Berkeley, Richmond, Oakland, San Francisco councils really have much of a role at all to play in returning the hostages, ending the war, anything like that. And so it gives a platform to all this inflammatory rhetoric, and does nothing to help Israelis and Palestinians on the ground.
Tyler said the city could make a greater impact focusing on policies and programs that support the Jewish and Palestinian communities locally, and on programs that combat local anti-Semitism and anti-Palestinian prejudice. But San Francisco resident Neda said that it's important for San Francisco to lend its voice to calls for the U.S. government to support a permanent ceasefire.
There is no healthy future for the Palestinian people without a just future for the Palestinian people. And it starts with ceasefire and immediate humanitarian and medical aid. Thank you.
Laura Kaswani is with the Arab Resource and Organizing Center. She said the resolution wouldn't create local division, but actually bring communities together.
What is divisive is allowing anti-Palestinian racism, Islamophobia, and anti-Semitism continue to rage across the city of San Francisco.
The board was still taking public comment at airtime. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.